Today's daf is daf dalid. We're holding the very bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, the last two words, V'omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. As you'll recall, we had a number of memories of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi already yesterday. If you go back about eight lines before the wide lines, we started Gufa Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And then we had Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi again on the first wide line, again here on the Amud Beis from Yeshua ben Levi. And then on the third wide line, we had V'omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And now we're going to end the three lines from the bottom of the Amud, four lines, V'omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And we're going to continue having a number of other memories of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, all related to the Inyan of Megillah reading on Purim. V'omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, top of the Amud. Lud v'oinoi v'gei hacharoshim. These three places, Lud and Oinoi and Gei hacharoshim, all three of them were mekafes chaimi mois Yeshua ben Nun haba. And we all know from what we've learned to date that that has a major significance lahalocha, and that is instead of reading the Megillah on day Yud Dalid of Chodesh Adar, they lay on Tezvav, just like we do today in Yerushalayim. Because these are Mukafis Choyma, Miyamois, Yishmua, Bin Nun. Now, on the surface, that sounds easy. But, Frank Dimura, is that true? Vani Yeshua Banani. Sorry. Vahani Yeshua Banani. You're telling me that these were already built in the times of Yeshua. Va Alfail Banani. It was done many years later in the times of Alfail. Who is Alfail? Dechsiv. We have a Pasuk in Divri Hayom. Uvnei Alfail. So first, the Pasuk enumerates the children of Alfail. Eiver, Umisham, in our Gemara it says Vishomer. However, in the Torah or Hasholim it says that the correct spelling should be Vishomed with a Dalet at the end, so it's a printing mistake. But we're talking about Alfail. What about Alfail? Who? He. Bona es oinoi v'es lud uvnoi seha. He, many, many years after Yeshua, he built Oinoi and Lud. Uvenaisel means and its suburbs. So he doesn't mention in the Pasuk all three. He only mentions Lud v'Oinai. Kei Harashim is not mentioned here. But Alfail was the one that built them. And if that's the case, it appears that these cities were only built many years after Yehoshua. And you told me that they were already Mukafis Chayma Miyamois Yeshua Ben Nun. It's impossible! Now, before the Gemara answers the Kasha, the Gemara compounds the Kasha by saying, Ulatamech, and even according to you that hold, know that this were in the time of Alfail and not Yeshua ben Nun, it wasn't Yeshua, it wasn't Alfail, but it was Asa Banani. Who's Asa? Dechsiv. I have another Pasuk. Vayiven, again, this is a misprint or misquote. It doesn't say, Vayiven Asa es Ariyab Tzuris Hashel Yehuda. In fact, even Rashi points out that there is no such pasuk, but rather what it says is vayiven ore vitzura. If you have the Torah or Hasholem, vayiven ore mitzura biyehuda. Ore mitzura means cities that were well fortified in terms of that they had walls around them. And what were those orim? They included the lud va'oinai that we mentioned earlier. Rashi points out it's not exactly geographically precise, because Lud v'Oinai v'Gei Harashim were all part of the Shevet Binyamin. Here we're saying that Asa built Ori Betzura in Yehuda, so Binyamin and Yehuda are not exactly the same Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, Rashi says it's not a Kasha, even though they're not from Yehuda, these are from Binyamin. However, Asa was the king over Yehuda, and part of his reign, part of his kingdom, included Binyamin. So therefore, when he built the walls and he built the walled cities in Yehuda, he also built walled cities in Binyamin. And so therefore, we now have three competitors to being the creators and the builders of the walls in Gei Oinoi and Gei Harashim. According to Rabbi Shimon Levi, these were already built at the times of Yeshua ben Nun, so either Yeshua or someone under his auspices built them. According to the first pasuk that we brought from Divrei HaYamim, it was Alfail that built them many years later. And according to the second pasuk that we brought, which is also Divrei HaYamim, it was King Asa that built them. So make up your minds. Who is the real builder of these walls? Amr Belazar, Hani Mukafis Choymam Yemois Yeshua ben Nun Hava. The truth of the matter is, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is absolutely right that these three cities, Lud, Oyne, and Gecharoshim, had walls already from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. But Chorav Bimei Pilegish Begiver. As we know, the Shevet Binyamin fought against the rest of Klal Yisrael in the terrible, terrible, tragic events of Pilegish Begiva and their aftermath. And it came to the point that Binyamin was almost totally wiped off the map. Only 300 or 400 of the Binyamites were left. And you'll recall we had a few days ago at the end of Masechtas Tanis that one of the great reasons for the Yom Tif status of Chamisha Usa B'Av was the fact that Klal Yisrael decided we cannot go and allow a Shevet to vanish from the face of the earth. And therefore what they did was, they allowed their daughters to go and marry the few remaining Eden from Binyamin, and then Binyamin was able to regenerate. But as part of the major Melchama, the battle that Klal Yisrael had against Binyamin at the time, the entire Binyamin Chelik was all wiped out in terms of the property, the buildings and the city. All of that was destroyed. It was all Charif. And so therefore these three cities, Lud, Oyne, and Gecharoshim, that were all in the Shevet Binyamin, were similarly destroyed, and therefore their walls literally came tumbling down. What happened? The Yos Alfal, in later generations, Alfal came on the scene, and Banani, and he rebuilt them. And then guess what happened? Harder input, subsequent to that, again they fell down. It doesn't say how, whether it was in a Melchama or was in an earthquake, but bottom line is, they fell. Asa, who was the Melech, came in Shabtzinu, he restored them and he put them back into condition and walled it once again. Deikanami, I'll bring you a Rai that that's exactly what happened. Tachsiv, because it says in the Pasuk that Asa said, he told the Yidden and Yehuda, Nivne esa orma eila, let's go and build these cities. Now the Gemara is wondering, build these cities? It sounds like these cities are there already from before, and we're going to build them. Otherwise, there's no city to talk of. It's just, anytime you build a brand new city, you're starting from scratch, it's just an empty lot. By saying Nivnes Orem Eila Mechlal, it sounds like, says the Gemara, the Orem Hav Meikara, that these cities were already there, and therefore the Kavana of Asa, when he said Nivna, is means let's rebuild them and restore them to their grand status that they had for so many years. Shmam enough. So from this we see, in fact, that this is what happened. They were destroyed in the times of Plagish Begiva. They fell again after Alfail, and then they were restored finally by Melech Asa, and therefore they are in fact Mukafis Chaimim Yemois Yeshua Ben Nun, and therefore in those places one should go and lay on Tesvav.
Shepitzinhu is a Hebrew word or Aramaic word?
Shepitzinhu is a Hebrew word. Shepitzinhu today, Shepitzim means to make renovations.
Right.
Here it doesn't mean to renovate a wall that fell down, it means to rebuild the wall. So it's a major renovation, if you will. What was the reason why Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had to go and tell us all of this? So Rashi says, because anybody that goes in the times of our Gemara, past or visit Lud, Oyne, and Gecharoshim, sees walls around them, but they all appear to be brand new walls. And therefore the person would say, these are not from Yeshua ben Nun, this is new walls. And if it's not Miyamois Yeshua ben Nun, then they don't have a din of Tezvav, they lain like everybody else on your Dalit. That's what Yeshua ben Levi has to say, that appearances can be deceiving. Although these appear to be new walls, and they are new walls, they're new walls because the original walls fell down twice, one Pelegish Begiva, another time after Alfail, but now it's been restored with brand new walls in the times of Asa, but these are really a remembrance of what was in the good old days, in the days of yore. There were walls from Yeshua ben Nun, therefore it's a din of Tesvav. The Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, the next member of Yeshua ben Levi, Noshim Chayovis B'Mikra Megillah. This is a very famous Gemara, that women are also Mechui B'Mikra Megillah, She'af Heino Yeboi Sa'anes. Meaning, what's the chiddush over here? As we know, women are potter from all mitzvahs asei shazman gerama. Now, although, of course, Purim and Megillah is midrabanan, but typically kol d'token d'rabbonin ke'ein d'yadraisa tikkun. And so therefore, just like all mitzvah seish as man grama, mitzvah seish as man grama, as you all know, means any mitzvahs asay which are dependent on the calendar or dependent on the time. That's why, for instance, women are potter in arba minim on shokling lulav and esrog. They're allowed to go into lulav and esrog, and they are mekayim a mitzvah, and that's why they can make a bracha of asher kedishanu, even though they didn't have a specific tzivui there off the hook. But if they want to, gizuntait. By the way, that's only Ashkenazim. The Sephardim do not make the bracha asher kedishanu tzivui tzivonu al natilas lulav. That is, the Sephardic women don't make that because we're not commanded. The menfolk were commanded, not the ladies. But we Ashkenazim, we do make the bracha al natilas lulav. And what our Gemara is telling us is that even though the mitzvah of Megillah is also a mitzvah seishas man grama, you can't go and lay the Megillah today. You can, but you're not mekayim a mitzvah. Mekayim a mitzvah only on Purim. I would think women are potter. No, they are mechuyev. Why they mechuyev? Shav hein hoyev bois anes. They were also included in the nes. Now, what means that they were also included in the nes? So we have now machloikis between Rashi and the Rishbam quoted by Tosfos. What does Rashi say? If you go down the Rashi, a little bit further down from where we are in the Gemara, about five or six lines further, it says in Rashi, She'af hein hoyu ba'oisei anez, She'af al hanoshim gozer homon lahashmid laharoik ula'abed minar vi'adzokin taf v'noshim. Everybody, unfortunately, were the victims of this terrible decree, of the terrible Haman, to kill out Kant's Klal Yisrael, even the Noshim. Baruch Hashem, they were saved from disaster like the menfolk. So just like the menfolk have a mitzvah, the ladies have the same mitzvah. That's how Rashi learns. Tosis, however, brings Rashbam. If you look at the fourth Tosis from the top, it's a parallel, more or less, to the Rashi we just learned. It says, Tosis, Sha'af, Heino, Yibayisanes, Pirish Rashbam. It's not that they were secondary, but they are the main actors, the main characters in this Nes. In which respect? But Purim Ayidei Esther. What would be Purim if it wasn't Esther Hamalka? What would Hanukkah be? Ayidei Yehudas. Yehudas was one of those that killed one of the major Yevonim, and that's how we had, that started off the whole Nes of Hanukkah. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us because in the schus of the Tzidkoniyos, we all came out of Mitzrayim. So therefore, the major movers and shakers of these Nisim were none other than women. Says Tosis, on the surface, that has a very appealing pshat, but textually, I got a problem. The Lashon of Af Hein Hoye Ba'isanes sounds like not only the man, but even they. Af Hein, even they. What do you mean, even they? They're the main people over here. It should say in the Gemara that the men are Mechuyev because they're Af Hein Ba'isanes. So therefore, it shouldn't say She'af Hein, it should say She'hein Hoye Ba'isanes. They were the main people. And therefore, Kach nearly. That's what Likach nearly she'afhenu b'sofik lahashmel harig la'abed, just like we had in the Rashi that we saw a moment ago. There's another major point on this that we have to know, and that is, since women are mechuyev and mikra Megillah, are they empowered, are they authorized to go and lane the Megillah on behalf of men? They're certainly allowed to go and lane on behalf of other ladies. That's not a problem. If you have a woman that is qualified to go and lane the Megillah, she can lane for other ladies because they all have the same status. However, from our Gemara, it would sound like that women can even go and lane for menfolk. Putting aside in Yonei Tznius, we're just talking about in Kol Isha, would, in theory, could a woman go and lane Mikra Megillah for a man? So if you look at the third Tosis, we're going upwards. Noshim Chayavim Mikra Megillah Mikan Mashish Anoshim Moitzios Esachem Yidei Chavasan. It sounds like that women can be motzi achera, meaning not only other women, but also other men. But like Omar, because it doesn't say lishmoya mikra megillah. It says they're mechuyev in mikra megillah. Mikra megillah means to go and lay. So if they're mechuyev to lay, just like the men, if men can go and lay, then ladies can lay. That women can be moitzi even men. The kasha da b'tisef the tani behedgia the tumtum ainim moitzi leesminav leeshenim minai v'androgynous androgynous has simanim both of a man and of a woman moitzi esminai can be moitzi others of his men, in other words, other androgynous, but he cannot be moitzi neither a man nor a woman. So Isha would be similar to androgynous, just like androgynous can only be moitzi mi noi, other similarly situated individuals who are androgynous. So similarly, the women are the same. And in fact, v'chein posko halachas gedolis, known as the Bahag, the Isha moitzia mina avaloi anoshim. The Bahag paskins that a woman can only be moitzi other women, but not men. V'yesh loyimit desalka daita to layoil kriyosan afil lohoitzi anoshim kamash mulon dechayovim dakol chayovim bishmia avodim noshim uktanim. So what Tosis concludes is, according to the Bahag, which is the way we paskin lahalocha, that although women are mechuyev in Megillah, they're not mechuyev in Mikra Megillah, they're mechuyev in Shmias Mikra Megillah. They are mechuyev to go and listen to Mikra Megillah. And therefore, if you have ever lained for a private group of women, there are many such groups all over, women that for some reason cannot get to shul because they have small children, or what have you. So often they make these private women's minyanim, where a man goes and lanes. It says lechatchila, instead of the man making the bracha al mikra megillah, he should be mechabed one of the women to make a bracha asher kedushanu b'tzoyis v'tzivanu lishmoya mikra megillah. So although the Mishnah, although Rav Shub ben Levi says women are machuyim b'mikra megillah, says the Bahag, vis-a-vis women, it's really noshim chayoves lishmoya mikra megillah. That being the case, their chiyuv is not the same as the men's chiyuv. That's why a woman cannot go and be moitzi a man, because lishmoya is considered to be, if you will, one level lower than the chiyuv of laning the megillah. So bottom line is, women are not authorized to go and lane on behalf of men, only on behalf of other women.
Should use a different bracha.
If the woman is laning, or even if a man is laning, he should be mechabed one of the women to go make the bracha lishmoya. If none of the women want to, if they're embarrassed, if they don't know, and what's that, so then the man can just make the regular standard bracha al mikra mikra.
And then the Tosus, why is Tosus the one below that, Sha'afei Nehim Bosen, is why is he bringing in Pesach? My Itzel Pesach, Itzel Purim. Is it just to show another?
Very good question.
I mean, it's not
very good question. Let me ask you. Do our women go and eat the kazayas, matzah, and moror, etc. on Seder night?
Yes.
Why? Isn't that a mitzvah seishas man grama?
No, I forgot the limud. That's, trying to remember why. What's the limud?
The limud is Rashi. Toises brings it a little bit further. We didn't finish the toises. Toises says, because koshi yeshnoi b'bal toichel chomet, yeshnoi b'kolachol matzah. Because the same posik says, shivas yom matzah stechelo, and then it says, but you're not allowed to go and eat chomets. So we say that since
nothing to do with the day when you both and Abe, so they were
so Toys is task asked, what do I need that drasha for? Just relying on Af Enohi Boisanes. Says Toys is because Af Enohi Boisanes is a din drabonon, while the posik of Mishi Yeshnoi Bekorach Matzah is din Baltoichel Chametz, that's a diraisa. If you go the same Toys, okay. Go three lines before the end, you see, before the wide lines. V'yishloima, v'shem haytayim l'machayv medrabban, and yilam mi'akeisha, etc.
Okay.
Shelly, you want to say something?
Only an androgynous person can lane for other androgynous persons.
That's not the case. A man can go and lane for them. Because
a man can.
Correct. A man can lane for everybody. For men, for
right,
ladies,
okay.
For tumtums, and for androgynous. Hopefully you're not asking halacha lemaisa, you're only asking more on a theoretical level.
Okay.
Very good. You're very welcome. And now we're going to continue on talking more about V'yom Reb Shub and Levi, halfway down the Omid. Purim shechol liyos b'shabbos. Purim falls out on Shabbos. She'alim v'dor shminyona shel yoyim. Purim falls out on Shabbos. Okay, what happens now? You cannot lane from the Megillah on Purim. Why can't you lane from the Megillah on Purim Shechol Yos B'Shabbos? We'll see on the Amud Beis the famous memra of Rabbah, that I'm afraid Shema, the person, is not going to be familiar exactly with how you lane, Shemiyelech Eitz Elvaki, and he's going to go and carry out in the Rishus HaRabim, Gesundheit, and he's going to come to the Baki to ask him, how do you lane this Pasuk and that Pasuk, and not sure, and what's the Niggin, and where do you do the Eichon Niggin, and where do you go and lane it quickly, and where do you stop? He's going to ask a whole bunch of questions, and therefore he might carry the Megillah from his home through the Rishus HaRabim to the Baki's house. He'll be over on Haitza'ah, and that's why we do not lane the Megillah on Shabbos. But what happens then? So then, that whole Shabbos, it feels very empty. There's no Purim feel because you don't lane the Megillah. So says Reb Shimon Levi, to get us back into the mode and the mood of Purim and the Pirsum HaNes, She'al v'dorsh min yonah shel yoyim, the Rav should get up and he should go and talk all about the Nes of Purim and what happened and Torah involved and Halach is involved, so everybody gets in that Purim mode and mood. Frank Yimara, my Iri Purim, Afiliyantav Nami, why are you only talking about Purim if you want some more? Why are you only talking about Purim? The same thing applies to a regular Yontif. The sign you have in the Braisa. Moshe Tikalem Yisrael. Shishi Alam Bador Shemin Yonah Shel Yoyim. Hilchis Pesel Bepesach. Hilchis Teres Batzeres. Hilchis Chag Bechag. Moshe was Mesakin that whenever it comes Yontif, that on the Yom Tov. Now this is over and above the requirement that you're supposed to be Shalom Vidorshin Shloishim Yoyim Koidim Machag. Here we're talking about Shalom Vidorshin on Yom Tov itself. The Rabbonim, the Darshanim should go and speak about the Yonim of Pesach with Pesach, Atzeres Batzeres, Shavuos and Shavuos, Hilchos Chag Bechag, and Sukkis on Sukkis. So in Bazoi, so what's so special about Purim? The Rabbi Shimon Levi says, oh, Purim, Shalom Vidorshin, big deal! Even before Rabbi Shimon Levi said that, I have a braisa that says that we're Shoyle V'Doydish on Pesach and on Atzeres and on Chag. Now the Gemara's question on the surface is a little bit difficult because Rabbi Shimon Levi is telling us not only in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu Mesakin that was Shoyle V'Doydish, Pesach and Atzeres and Chag, but even later years when we had Mordechai V'Esther, now we have Purim. Purim, which should also go and be shoyl v'doyrish on Shabbos, the Purim shechol yos b'Shabbos. So, what's the Gemara's kasha? He's adding to the list. It's not only the three Yom Tov and Minat Torah, but even the newly minted Yom Tov called Purim, that we do the same thing. So, this is not my kasha. This is Tosis kasha. And Tosis kasha is that what the Gemara is really asking is that we know that Pesach and Atzeres and Chag, for the last 30 days, we've been hearing drushes and halachas from 30 days before the Yontif. So now when it comes to the Yontif itself, we are still continuing to give a drusha on Yontif itself. Ah, says the Gemara about that. Purim, we don't have this halacha of the Shloishim Yoim Koidim Lechag. And so therefore, what Rabbi Shua ben Levi is telling us is, a gevaldige chiddush. Even though we already have in this braisa that you go and say it on all of those yom tovim, the reason why it had to say in that braisa because sol kedai tachamina that for 30 days before we've already heard about Pesach and Atzeres and Chag. Once Yom Tov comes, we've already heard it all. We know all the halachas and all the menhagim and all the requirements. We're in the mood of the Yom Tovim. I don't need it anymore. However, Purim that didn't have those 30 days before, I would think, I don't know what to do. That's what Rav Shimon Levi tells us. Now, you got to go and give a drasha today. If you look at the second toises before the end, my iria Purim afilu yontif nami, it's about 5-6 lines from the bottom, nearly, the hachi perusha, my iria Purim de'ein dorshin boy mikoidim lechein shloishim yoim, we didn't have the benefit of 30 days of drashas. The mishim hachi lidish boy bayam, that's why we go and lane today on Purim. Now, we lane. We have the drasha today on Purim shechol yos b'Shabbos. Yontif that we do darshan 30 days before. So therefore, what's the chiddush that Purim we go and darshan? Of course, we should darshan. All those others, it's remarkable that we continue darshaning even though we darshan for 30 days. But Purim, which we didn't darshan at all, then of course that's important. We should go and darshan today. What's the chiddush of Rav Shimon Levi? Says Gemara, Itzchlei, Purim Itzchlei. Ma'ud the same in Nigzar Mishum Derab. I would say just like we don't allow for laying the Megillah on Shabbos. Why? Because a person might come to go and carry the Megillah outside to ask the Baki. Maybe the Baldarshan, who is going to give the Drasha, he's going to go and carry his notes outside. He's going to carry his Sfarim with him to be able to go and quote when he's giving his Drasha. So I might, says Rashi, be Goizer Drasha Otu Kriya. Kamash Malan, we're not Goizer, we allow the Darshanim to go and dash. That's how Rashi and Tosis learn. There's only one question, and that is, all the other Yom Tovim, it says that you shoyl v'dorish ben yonah shel yoyim, no matter when Pesach or Shavuos or Chag fall out, whether it falls out on Shabbos or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. However, here we said by Purim, Purim shechol yoyis b'Shabbos shalom v'dorishin. Why don't you say that Purim that falls out on Tuesday, on Thursday, v'sep estavka on Shabbos? Says the earlier Tosfos, the reason is because since I'm not laning the Megillah today on Purim, then there's no Purim feeling in the air. I want to do Mefar Samanas, we go and give a drasha. Mashenkin, the other three Yom Toivim, you know that it's Yontif even without the drasha. After all, I cannot go to the office, I cannot write, I cannot go the Mesiris Nefesh, I can't even put on my iPhone. Ay, ay, ay. It's Yontif today. Baruch Hashem, it's Yontif. Otherwise, we'd be addicted to iPhones 365 days a year. Anyway, so the point is, there, I know it's Yontif, even without the drasha. However, by Purim, it's only if Purim Shechol Yos B'Shabbos that you don't feel Purim. Otherwise, throughout the week, you know that it's Purim. You see the laning and the people that are going by and everybody trick-or-treats and the Chas V'Shalom and me trick-or-treat. You know what I mean? I mean, Tadas Lev Yoinim and Shlach Monis, etc., etc. So, to more about Vomer B'Shum Alevi. Chayiv Odom Likris as a Megillah B'Layla V'Shnois B'Yoin. Person has to go and lay in the Megillah twice, one time at night and one time during the day, like we have today. Shenema, how do I know? It says in the Pasuk, Elikai, Ekra, Yoimim, I will call out to you during the day, Veloisana, and even if you don't answer, Velayla, and at night, Veloidemili, I'm not going to be silent because I'm going to cry out or call out again. What does it have to do with us? Says Rashi, that Pasuk is in the famous Mizmor Lamnatzeach, Alayeles Hashachar, Mizmor LeDavid. That Lamatzeach Ayelus Hashachar, the Gemara we learned back in Yuma, Ayelus Hashachar is a subtle reference to Esther Hamalka. What is the relationship between the Ayola and Esther? So the Gemara says over there, because just like an Ayola is very beloved by its husband, by the Ayola is a female deer, so the Ayol, as opposed to Ayil. Ayil is a ram from the sheep family. Ayol is a male deer. Ayolo or Ayeles is a female deer. They are very dear to one another. So too, Esther Malka is very dear to Klal Yisrael and to Kodesh Baruch Hu for her tzidkus in fasting 3 days and three nights and going Mesiris Nefesh to Achashverosh. Anyway, so we, in fact, the custom in many communities is that on Tanis Esther, we lay or we read this Kapitul. This pasuk appears in that Mizmor. Elakai Ekra Yoimam, I call out during the day, meaning I lay the Megillah during the day, for Laila Demili, and I'm not silent tonight because I lay the Megillah at night as well. Now, the Lashon of Rabbi Shimon Levi is interesting. He says, Ulishanoise Biyoim. As the Gemara will conclude, the Lashon Ulishnoisa means from a Lashon Shnayim, means to repeat. You already read it the previous night. Ulishnoisa repeated again Lashon Shnayim in the morning. However, initially, Sovra Mina, the Talmidei HaYeshiva, thought that when we said Lishnoisa, it's from a Lashon Mishneh. Mishneh means to go and learn. So, Sover mino the mikraya belayla. The bnei yeshiva thought we should go and lane the Megillah at night, like we do. But during the day, instead of laning the Megillah, we should learn Mishnayis Mesechtas Megillah. That's a lashon lishnayis, a lashon Mishnah. Om Rabbi Yemis, Rabbi Yemis said no. Ledidim afarshli minei Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. I heard the real pshat from Rabbi Chiya, ki going to Amri Inshi, like people have an expression, e'evor parsha sedo v'esnaya. I'm going to review this parsha, and then I'm going to repeat it. Could be that he's referring to the minig of shnai mikra v'yecha targum, that you go and repeat the parsha every time, every week, you go and say the whole parsha, and you repeat it a second time. So, the Russian of v'esnaya is to repeat. Repeat means to do it a second time. So here too, chayv likrois palayla, and to repeat it during the day. I have another Raya Shinim, it says in the Pasik, Laman Yizamer Chachobir Vlo Yidoy Mashem Alekali Oilam Maydaka. Rashi says that in the Psikta, this Laman Yizamer Chachobir is, we say that of course every single day. Mizmor Sheikh Hanukkah Sabayis Ledovid, right after where our Minig is Hoidu first and then Mizmor Sheikh, and the Minig Ashkenazim, they start off with Mizmor Sheikh, but at the end, the very last Pasik, Laman Yizamer Chachobir Vlo Yidoy Mashem Alekali Oilam Maydaka. And the Psikta says that this whole Mizmor is ultim merames to the story of Mordechai Esther, Haman Achashverosh, and therefore it has a shaychus to us. And what's the ray from this pasuk? L'man yizamer chachavod. We're going to go and sing Hashem's praises during the day. V'lo yidoyim, and we're not going to be silent the night before. The night before, we're also going to sing Hashem's praises by laning the Megillah. Why do we say that the v'lo yidoyim? Yeah, I'm just quoting Rashi. See the bottom Rashi. On the four lines from the bottom, Yizmer Chachovid Biyoyim. That's when I'm going to go and sing Hashem's praises during the day. For Lo Yidoyim is the night before Belayim. Now, many of us would say, why don't we reverse it? L'man Yizmer Chachovid Belayla. For Lo Yidoyim Biyoyim. That would make more sense in terms of the order. However, since the prior pasuk, which we quoted about 10 lines earlier, Elakai Ekra Yoimam Veloisana, the Laila Veloidemili. So you see that the Veloidemili, that I won't be silent, is attached to Laila. See here too, when it says Veloyidoim, it means Laila. At night I won't be silent, and during the day I also won't be silent, because both times I'm going to go and call out and sing to Hashem by saying and laning the
Megillah.
Very good. Based on this Gemara, one can also say a vart. As you know, when people move from house to house or neighborhood to neighborhood, one of the most famous things that people say is Mishana Mokka, Mishana Mazel. You change your place, you change your mazel. And the obvious response is, well, if my mazel was great until now, I don't want to be Mishana my mazel. I want the Mishana to be great and wonderful. So the answer to that is, if Chas Hashem the mazel was no good, Mishana Mokim, you're changing your place of residence, you're changing your office, your business, whatever. Mishana Mazel, the Mazel hopefully will change now for the better. If the Mazel was good until now, you'll tell him this Gemara, L'shanois V'yam, it doesn't mean Mishana to change. It should be double. Mishana Mokim, you're changing your Mokim, but Mishna Mazel, your Mazel should be doubly good. If your Mishna, your Mazel was great, repeat it. Once again, like L'shanois V'yam, you repeat it. More Mazel, more and more and more. Just like the capital of Ireland, where the capital there is always Dublin. People are very rich in Ireland because the capital is always Dublin. Always repeating, right? You got it? Good. So the more vital. We had in our Mishnah that those that live in the kleine Shtetlach, in the little towns and villages, they had permission, instead of laning on Yudalid, they could. They didn't have to. But if they wanted to, they could be Makom Yom HaKnisa, laying on the Monday or Thursday prior to Purim. And what are those days? Like we learned in the Mishnah, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Good. Amar Rav Chanina. Chacham Ekila Alek. Kvarm Liyos Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. Why? Kidei Sheyisbeku Mayim Umozen Lachim Shebekrachen. We had this at the beginning of the Perek, as soon as we finished the Mishnah, that the reason why the Chacham gave this special allowance to the Kvarim, so that they should be available to go and supply food to the city folks. Presumably the city folks didn't have agriculture, they didn't have farms, they didn't have food. They had to have the food supply coming from the towns and villages where there was farms, where there were farms. So therefore, it's going to be a very busy day on Hanukkah if these people have to both lane the Megillah and supply all the food. So we said, you know what, lane the Megillah a couple of days earlier, and then you'll be free to go on Purim to supply all the food. Says Yimar, remember, it sounds like that the Kanta de Krachim Hava, that the reason why we allow for this allowance is because of the Krachim people. The Krachim people need to eat, so we tell the Kvarim people, we'll give you more time to prepare and to bring the food as well as to go and lane. Frankly, more about the name we learned in the Mishnah. Chalius Bisheni, what happens if Purim falls out on Monday? Kvarim Bayaris Kedolis, Kvarim Bayaris, the Kvarim Bayaris Kedolis lane on that Monday. Why do you say that the Bnei Kvarim lane that day? Give them a break, let them lane on the Thursday before. And this way, they'll have plenty of time now on the Monday of Purim to bring and schlep and prepare all the food for the Bnei HaKrachim. Says the Gemara, you cannot do that. Because Havlu Asarav, Asarav Tekin Rabbanan. As we learned in the Mishnah, the Tekana was only Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, not Yud. You can't go back to Yud. Why can't you go? Why weren't they Masakin Yud? So you remember back on Daf Beis, we learned in the Gemara two reasons. Reason is because it says Zman Neham, which means we're going to add the same number of Zmanim that we have in the Megillah. In the Megillah we have Yudalit and Tezvav. So we're going to add two more days. But not two more days. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel is not counted because Yud Gimel is Yom Kehillah L'Choli. That is automatic. You can go and lay on Yud Gimel because that was the day of victory for all the towns and all the cities, etc., in Shushan and in the whole Malchus Achashverosh. Shushan Grada was the next day. But otherwise, Omul Malchus Achashverosh. So therefore, Yud Gimel you don't need. We have two more days, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. That was the first time. And then the Gemara gave another Mekor because it says Kayomim. Just like these yom are two, kayom you add two more. Good, but we can't go all the way back to yud. So yud is off the table. So Gemara Toshima, let's try to bring another right. Chal yoyis b'chamishi. What happens if Purim falls out on Thursday? Kvar b'yoyis gedolus kurim b'yom. They go in lane that day. V'misa, why? If we're trying to benefit the bnei hakrachim that there should be plenty of food, likad miliyoy maknisa the achad osihu. Why don't we go and say that although Purim is on Thursday, allow the Bnei Kvarim to lane 3 days earlier, right? If Thursday happens to be 14, then Wednesday is 13, and Tuesday is 12, and Monday is 11. Presto! Our Mishnah says Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph works. So why don't we mak them liyoy maknisa? When the Chachamim originally made this special takana to help out the Bnei HaKrachim, and they say you can be makdim liyom haknisa, they meant only if Purim day is not a yom haknisa day. But if Purim falls out on Mondays and Thursdays, we don't push it ahead, we don't push it behind, you lay on the yom haknisa. So you are Toshima, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda tells us, when was this takana legislated or instituted? Only in those places, not when, but where. Where? In those places that people come in b'sheni or b'chamishi. What does that mean? You remember Rashi in the Mishnah said that in these towns and villages, they didn't have their own batei dinim, because many of these towns and villages barely had a minyan. They didn't have any large crowds. If they wanted to go lemishpat, if they ever wanted to have chas shum, there was a dispute which they wanted to resolve, they would go to the bezin in the larger cities. Well, the batei dinim in the larger cities were typically only open for business on Mondays and Thursdays. So therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, since these townsfolk are likely to go in on Mondays or Thursdays anyway for purposes of going to the local Bezdin to resolve any disputes or any problems, if that's the case, you know what? I have a good idea. Let them also lane at the same time in the bigger cities. Rashi added in the Mishnah, because typically the Bnei HaKfarim did not have Bali Kriya, they didn't have our guest Balkore that we had today, and so therefore no one was available to lane, but if they're going to go in the city, oh, Kanainahara, in the city, there are hundreds of people, thousands of people, will already find numerous Bali Kriya, so therefore they're laying on Mondays or Thursdays. But that's only with Makkim She'en Nechnas B'Shein V'Chamishi. What happens with Makkim She'en Nechnas B'Shein V'Chamishi? You have a small shtetl where the custom was not to go in B'Shein V'Chamishi. They didn't need to. Baruch Hashem, everybody lived B'Hava, Ach V'Sholem V'Reyes. There were no disputes. They didn't go to Bezdin. So they went into the big cities only once a year, twice a year, whatever. So in such places then, the Chachamim did not give them this special dispensation to be able to go and lane on the Yom HaKnisa, because there is no Yom HaKnisa. They're not Nichnas. So therefore, they don't lane on Mondays and Thursdays before Purim.
Did they also supply food to these big cities?
No, for sure. That's the reason why we allowed them to go and lane a few days earlier, so that when it comes on Purim, when they have to supply the food, they should not be handicapped by the fact that they have to devote time and effort to go to shul and listen to Mikra Megillah. This way, they can start from right after Shachris, carting and schlepping and bringing and transporting all the food for the Bnei Akrach. So to if you're telling me that this whole inyan of the Yom HaKnisa was to help out the Krachim people, Mishum de'ein nechnosim b'sheni b'chamishi mitzid lehu lekrachem. Why are the krachem people at a loss? Why do they have to suffer the fact that the normally these b'nei hakfarim don't go in b'sheni b'chamishi? So fine. So they don't go in b'sheni b'chamishi the entire year. Let them this particular week of Purim go in b'sheni b'chamishi and hear the laning, and therefore they'll be free to help out their brethren, the b'nei hakrachim, on Purim. What the Gemara is telling us is that the wording is not precise. It's not Kadesh Yisbeku, we're doing this, that the Chachamim legislated that the B'nai HaKfarim can be Makdim and Lain the Megillah a couple of days early. Why? To help out the B'nai Krachim? No. It's to help out the B'nai Kfarim. It's because the B'nai Kfarim are in the business or are doing the wonderful duty of helping out their brethren in the Krachim by bringing them food. So therefore the Chachamim gave them, says Rashi, Schar. We give them a reward. What is the reward? That we allow them to go and lay in a couple of days earlier, one day early, 2 days, 3 days early, so that they have more time on their hands to be able to do their job of bringing in the food. So therefore, it's not, ultimately, it's for the benefit of B'nai Krachim. But the legislation that they can go lane early was really for their benefit, the B'nai Kfarim, that they have more time on their hands and more flexibility in transporting and moving and bringing and preparing the food. Ah, says the Gemara, but when did we give them that flexibility, that additional couple of days, if they are in the mode of typically going in on Mondays and Thursdays? So, oh, you're going in anyway, you know, fine, go late. But if they don't normally go in Mondays and Thursdays, so then so what's the benefit? They normally don't go in anyway. So Metzach Shen and Eitz game, and they'll figure out what to do in terms of the laning on Purim and supplying the food. Talking more about Ketzet Chol Yerush B'Sheni B'Shabbos Kfarim Bayoros Gedolos Kerem Boy Bayam. So you remember our Mishnah went through in great detail how do you get to Yeral if you base Yimul Yeral at Tezvah. So Freiti Yomara Maishna Reisha Denoket Sidura Diyarcha Maishna Sefer Denoket Sidura Diyomi. When we started off the Mishnah, we said Megil Nikris Yed Aleph Yed Beis Yed Yimul Yeral at Tezvah. That those are days of the month, 11th of the month, 12th of the month, etc. But then we go into the Sefer, we don't immediately go Yid Aleph, where we say, if it falls out on Monday, it's one way. If it falls out on Tuesday, it's following. If it's on Wednesday, and if it's on Thursday, and if it's on Friday, why didn't we say the same thing? That what? That if it falls out Lemushel on Sunday, it's Yid Aleph. If it falls out on Shabbos, then it's Yid Beis. Meaning, Purim falls out on Sunday. So Sunday means that's Yud Aleph. So we go back 3 days to Thursday before, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, 3 days before, that's Yud Aleph. Now if Purim falls out on Shabbos, then the Kfarim are going to go 2 days before, on Thursday, right? Thursday, Friday, and then you have Shabbos. And if it falls out on Friday, then you laid it on the Thursday before. And if it falls out, which is Yud Aleph. So in other words, instead of going in order of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we should go in order of the Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. That if it fell out on Sunday, that's my Yud Aleph. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, that's my Yud Beis. If Purim falls out on Friday, that's my Yud Gimel. Wouldn't that make sense to be similar in style in going through the days of the month instead of the days of the week? It can get confusing. It's easy to go and go in order of the days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But if you're going to go backwards, Sunday, Shabbos, Friday, Thursday, it can get confusing. It's almost like driving a car. If you're driving a car straight ahead, that's relatively easy. However, if you have to go and back up in reverse, then you got to look at all sides. It gets in, and that's so simple. It's confusing. See, here too, we didn't want people to get confused, and that's why the Mishnah goes in order of the days of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, instead of having to go backwards from Sunday to Shabbos to Friday, etc. Chol yois b'erev Shabbos v'chuli masnis and mani. Okay, so now, when it comes to Friday, this is going to become a very hot potato. Back in our Mishnah, we said, what do you do if Purim falls out on Friday? Says the Mishnah, we're just going to go back to the Mishnah for a short second. Back to Beis Amid Aleph, Chol Yois B'Erev Shabbos. Well, this is approximately seven lines before the end of the Mishnah. You see the word beginning Erev Shabbos, beginning of the line, Chol Yois B'Erev Shabbos. Purim falls out on Friday. Kfarim Akdim Liyah Maknisa. Okay, the Kfarim have the day earlier on Thursday. that simple, there's no question about that. The discussion of our Gemara is going to be the Ayoris Gedolus and Mekofis Choyma. Ayoris Gedolus are supposed to be on that Friday because Purim falls out on Friday. The Mekofis Choyma normally would be the day later on Shabbos. We can't do it on Shabbos because you can't carry the Megillah on Shabbos. So what do? You can't push them off until Sunday because that would already be Tezayin. And we said in the Mishnah, Tezvav Lepochas Layosh. You can't go beyond Tezvav. So you know what? We're not going to do it on Shabbos. We're not going to do it on Sunday. We're going to both, the Yoris Gedolos, the Yudalit people, and the Tezvav people are going to lane together that Friday. Makes a lot of sense. But as we'll see in the Gemara, there are going to be two opposing views. We're going to have two brises. The first brise is going to be a Tanakama, a nameless, anonymous Tanakama, together with Rebbe. Rebbe will be our Mishnah. The Tanakama respectfully disagrees. And then another 20 lines down, we're going to have another brise with another nameless Tanakama, who is going to have yet a third view. And then we're going to have Rabbi Yossi, who holds like Rebbe, who holds like our Mishnah. Says Imar, Masnis and Mani. Who's the Tan of our Mishnah? It's either Rebbe or Rabbi Yossi. It could be either one of them. My Rebbe, who's Rebbe? The Sanyim and the Braisa. Chol Yos Berev Shabbos. Our case. Kvarim, those are Maktum Liyam Maknisa. That's easy. But it's not only the Kvarim. It's also the Ayoris Gedoylois Maktum Liyam Maknisa. That we never had before. People living in the larger cities, they hold some Maktum Liyam Maknisa. After all, they're not Mesapik Mozoin L'Achim in the Krachim. That's the halach according to the Tanakhama. The Yoris Gedolos go back to Yemekniza together with the Kfarim people. And Mekafim Choyim Aboy Bayoyim. So obviously that's different than our Mishnah. Rather, our Mishnah is like Rebbe Oymer, Oymer Ani, Lo Yidcha Yoris Mem Koyma. No, leave the Ayoris on Friday. That's their day. Ela Elu Ve'elu, both the Ayoris people and the Mekafim Choyma people, Koyim Aboy Bayoyim. Oh, it's exactly like our Mishnah. So Rebbe is like our Mishnah. Now the question is, my time in Tanakama, where does this Tanakama come from? The Yoris Ketovah should go back to Thursday. This is because it says in the Pasuk, V'chol Shana V'shana. What does it say in the Pasuk? It's a fairly lengthy Pasuk. Kimu v'kiblo ha-yehudim aleyem v'alzarem v'alkol anuvim aleyem v'layavar li'ois oisim eshnei hayomim ma'ela kichsavim v'chizmanim v'chol Shana V'shana. We do these 2 days every single year. Every year that I'm always aware of, always Purim Yudalid is Ayoris Gedolos, and Tezvav the Mukav Chaima. It's always different days, and the Ayoris always come first. Safkan, Ayoris Koidmois, Lemukafin. Here too, the Ayoris have to be before the Mukafin. Well, how can the Ayoris be before the Mukafin? I push it up a day together with the Kfarim. I mark them the Ayoris Liyoy Maknisa to be Makai in this Bechol Shona Vishana. Feitimara, Vein Bechol Shona Vishana, Makol Shona Vishana, Ein Nidchen Ayoris Mimkoiman, Avkan Le Yidoch Ayoris Mimkoiman. Why don't you go and say that just like every year throughout all the years, Ayoris are always fixed on Yudalit. They never budge, they never move. There's no Krachin. Indian to Mesapik, Muslim to the Krachim, so they stay on Yudalit. So Afkan li Yidcha Yerz Mekayman, they should stay on their day. B'chol Shana B'shana. So Timur Shani Hochle Le'efshe. Here it's impossible. I can't go and say, don't have them budge, don't have them move. Because if I say that and have them go and lane on Friday, then they're going to be together with the Mukav Choyma people, and it says B'chol Shana B'shana that the Yoris are always different than the days of the Mukafin, and they're always a day before the Mukafin. So we'll leave the Mukafin for Friday, and I'm going to have the Ayoris Gedolos go and lane the day before on Thursday. V'Rebbe, my timer, what does Rebbe say? Rebbe says just the opposite. V'chol Shana V'shana, Ma Kol Shana V'shana, Ein Ayoris Nidach Mem Koyman. You don't budge, the Ayoris don't move. You always have them laying on Yedalit. Don't move and have them also on Yedalit. And that's why, says Rebbe, says our Mishnah, both the Ayoris and the Mukafin are on Friday on Yedalit. This is the Svara of the Tanakhama. Just like every year, the Ayoris are always on a different day, and they're always the day preceding the Mukafin. Afkan Nam Ayoris Koyim Mukafin. Why doesn't Rebbe learn like the Tanakhama? Move the Ayoris to Thursday, so that there'll be a day before the Mukaf Choma people. Since Yimar Shani Hach Le'efshe. I can't. It's impossible to go and do that. Why is it impossible to go and do that? Because you never move the ayoris. Ein ayoris nidchem nimkoyimon. You're right. Normally the ayoris a day before. What can I do? I'm stuck. I can't go and do it a day before. Ayoris can't budge. They have to be on your tablet. So we see that Rebbe of that Braisa is like our Mishnah. Now who's this Rebbe Yossi we're talking about? Oh, we have a new Braisa. My Rebbe Yossi the Sanya. And now the Tanakam of this Braisa is a third view. That Chali Yos Be'erev Shabbos. If Purim falls out on Friday, Mukafin Ukfarim Makdim Liyam Maknisa. Everybody agrees that the Kfarim are Makdim Liyam Maknisa. That's not the Shaila. The Shaila is only about the Ayoris, Gedolis, and the Mukafin. Here, this Tanakhama says that the Mukafin, the Tesvav people, go back to the Yom HaKnisa, and for the first time in history, the Mukafim are the day before the Ayaris Gedolus. Usually Ayaris Gedolus are Yudalid, and the Mukaf Chayma are on Tezvav. For the first time, you have the Tezvav people laning on Yud Gimel on the day before, on Thursday, what we would call Tanis Esther. Azei Halta Tanakama, that the Kfarim, the Mukafim, are also Makdi Yom HaKnisa, but Ayaris Gedolus on that Friday. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi is just like our Mishnah, like Rabbi. Ein Mukafin Koyim LeAyoris is no such thing. I never heard of something. Come on, that's so strange. Mukafin should be before the Ayoris. They both lay in the same day, like we had in the Mishnah, like we had Rabbi of the previous price. Again, frankly, where my time in the Tanakhama, why did the Tanakhama say the Mukafin go back to Thursday? That's so strange. So tomorrow, the Chassidim says, "B'chol shana v'shana, ma kol shana v'shana ayores ba'arba aser." Every year, the ayores are always yedalid. And uzmanu shel zeh, and never the twain shall meet. You never have ayores and mukafin the same day. So therefore, afkan ayores ba'arba aser, leave the ayores on their proper day on yedalid. That's their day. And we'll push up the Mukafin to the day before on the Yom Maknisa on Thursday. You never have throughout the years Mukafin before Ayaris. Afkan say this year too, Ein Mukafin Koyim LeAyaris. Says Yimor, you're right, but Shani Hachta LeEfshar, I have no choice. There's no other way out of this, because since I want the Ayaris to be on their proper day, and that's Friday, and I cannot have Ayaris and Mukafas Chaima on the same day, so I have to put Mukafan Chaima the day before. I can't put Mukafan the next day on Shabbos, because you can't lay Megillah on Shabbos. I can't do it on Sunday. Sunday's already Tezayin, so I have no choice. I have to go and be Makdim the day before. So you want to write to my Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason for Rabbi Yossi? And now this will sound very similar to Rebbe of before. V'chol shana v'shana, ma kol shana v'shana ein mukafin kar liayoris. Just like mukafin are never before ayoris, afkan ein mukafin kar liayoris. And that's why we'll name both of them the same day. On Friday, Frank Marvain, Machol Shana Vishana, Machol Shana Vishana is Manishal Zelli, is Manishal Ze, Afghan's Manishal Zelli, is Manishal Ze. We never heard of both Yudalit people and Tezvav people laning on the same day. There's always a difference. So Lechor, the Tanakam is right. Be mocked in the Mukafin to the day before. Said Moshani Hachlo Yafsha. I have no choice. There's nothing else I can do. I have to go and have the Ayoris and Mukafin the same day. Normally Takanat. But this year, I never heard of such a thing, Mukafin before Ayaris. So therefore, both on the same day. So, sounds beautiful. So therefore, our Mishnah could be either Rebbe or Rebbe Yossi, because they both hold the same halach. You said that Ayaris are never moved back to the Yom HaKnisa. They're always on your Dalid. But Tanya, let's go to the Braisa. Chol Yos B'Shabbos. What happens now if Purim falls out on Shabbos itself? On Shabbos. Kvar Makdim Yom HaKnisa, that's an easy. Kvarim always go to the previous Yom HaKnisa, to Thursday, that they're off the hook. But Yoris Gedolos, Koyin Be'erev Shabbos. Yoris Gedolos cannot lain on Shabbos itself because of the Takana of Rabbah, they might go and carry Berishus HaRab. So, you do it the day before. Mukavas Chaim will be Lamachar on Sunday, which is standard. Mukavas Chaim are always on Tezvav, and this will be fine on Tezvav. But don't I have a problem over here? I have a problem that the Yoris Gedolos are Koyrin Be'erev Shabbos. Okay, I have to, there's no other choice. But Rabbi says, Oimer Ani, Hoyl V'nitcho Ayoris from Koyman, if you're moving the Ayoris anyway, Yitchul Yom HaKnisa, let them join their Kfarim brethren and do it on Thursday. So didn't you say a moment ago that Rabbi kept them saying, we can't move Ayoris from Koyman, we can't. And you see, you are moving Ayores back to the Yom HaKnisa. So to Mahachi Hashem, you really can't compare. Hasim Zmanim Shabbosi. Here in this case that we just brought now, when Purim falls out on Shabbos, the real Zman for laning the Megillah is really on Shabbos. But I can't lean on Shabbos because of the Tekana Deraba, which Gemara is going to bring in a moment. Since I have to push them off anyway, no, Yitzchu let them be pushed off one more day to the Yom HaKnisa. The Hacha, however, in our Mishnah that we were talking about, the Zmanim is Erev Shabbos. If it's on Erev Shabbos, stay on Erev Shabbos. The Yoreh Kedolos, don't move. Don't move an inch. Stay on Erev Shabbos, because that's your din. No reason why we should be matter. So, Gemara, come on, as Odi, Merbchelboi, Omer, Abhuna, Purim, Shechol, Yosh, B'Shabbos, Hakol, Yidochem, Yom HaKnisa. There's a Bryce, or not a Bryce, it's a member of Rebchelboi, Omer, Abhuna, that if Purim falls out on Shabbos, everything goes back to Yom HaKnisa. Now, everything sounds like Kfarim, Ayaris Gedoylois, and the Muk of Chayma. How could that be? Since Purim falls out on Shabbos, that's Yedalit, so Tezvav is on Sunday, so the Muk of Chayma lay on Sunday. That's a cinch. Why would we be makin the Yom HaKnisa? Anything that is being moved will move the Yom HaKnisa, which means, although theoretically the Ayores Gedolos could lay on Friday, but once it's Nidcha anyway, then go and push it back, and they'll join the Kfarim on the Yom HaKnisa. So, come on, who holds this? That's Kir Rebbe, like we just finished saying. Now, the Kuli Alma Mia Mikil B'Shabbos like Karinan. One thing is clear from this whole Gemara, from the Amud Aleph and from the Amud Beis, that we don't lane the Megillah on Shabbos. My time, why not? That's what we've been saying all along. Amar Rabba, Hakol Chiyav Mekriyas Megillah. Everybody's got to lane the Megillah. V'Enak Kol Bikim Megillah, but not everybody's a Baki. And what happens if they ask someone to go and lane, and it's the first time he's ever laning and he doesn't know? G'zeir Hashem Yitlana, V'yod, V'yitz, V'yitz, V'baki, Lilmait, V'yavirin, Arba, Amaz, B'shus, Rabim. Maybe on Purim morning, if it falls out on Shabbos, he'll be a little bit concerned about this pasuk and that pasuk. How do you lane it? What niggad do you lane? So therefore he's going to go out to the Baki and he's going to carry the Megillah. Therefore Abba said, you know what? If it falls down on Shabbos, no carrying, don't get carried away, and no laying the Megillah. Behind the Tamid, the Shoyu, behind the Tamid, the Lulav, like we learned back in Rosh Hashanah, and we learned back in Sukkah, same thing applies, although Min HaTorah, one should be able to go and blow the Shofar on Shabbos, but because of the Baal Tokea, may have a question about how long the Shvarim should be, and how short should the Truah be, and how long should the Tekiah be, he's going to go and ask the Baki, and he's going to carry the Shofar B'Shus Rab. And the same thing applies to Lulav, that a person has the Arba Minim, how many Hadassim and how many Arabas should be to the right, should be to the left, when do I pick up my Esrig, when do I pick up the Lulav? There's a lot of complicated questions. So you're going to go to the Baki on Shabbos, and therefore Rabbi said, you know what, not to get into any Shabbos violations, leave your Arba Minim at home, leave your Shofar at home, leave your Megillah at home, all of that is going to be Nidcha to the next day. Or in the case of the Megillah, sometimes the day before, or Yom HaKnisa. That was one reason that's given. Rav, we have another reason. Rav Yosef Amam Neshe Neim Shalaniyim Nesuas B'Mikra Megillah. As we all know, any shul that you go to, when they're leading the Megillah, you always have the Aniyim standing online. So as soon as the Megillah is over, they want to solicit funds. And we know it's a big day to give tzedakah, kola poishim yad nois nalai, a big mitzvah matonis lev yoinim. If you're going to go and lane the Megillah on Shabbos, who will the Avyanim going to say, I don't have that opportunity? Many people are not going to come to shul the next day. After all, if I don't have to hear the Megillah laning, I'll daven at home and I won't have to spend tens and hundreds and thousands of dollars. I have enough Avyanim coming to my house. I don't have to give in shul. But the Aniyim, they need the money. So said Rav Yosef, you know what? Don't lay on Shabbos so that the Aniyim have the full opportunity and alternatives to be able to go and collect funds in the shuls. Tan Nabi Yochai, bring a rai from a brai, say, Avu Bisha Omer Kfar Maktim Liyar Maknisa. Goyven boy bayom chalkin boy bayom. Now the lashon of Bryce is a bissel shver. It's saying even though kfarim amaktim to Monday or Thursday, nevertheless we're goyve. We go and collect and we go and distribute matonis lavyoinim on that day. Pray tomorrow. Afal pisha amru. It's not even though. Adra mishum de amruhu. Because of the fact that these days now become new Purim for the Bnei HaKfarim, so that not only do they lay in the Megillah, they should also give Mataras Lavyonim that day. Says Simon, you're right. Elahoyel, the Omru Shekvarim, Akdim Liyam Aknisa. Because we said, push up the laning of the Kvarim for the Monday and Thursday before, because of that, and we tell the Aniyim, yes, you can go those days and collect Mataras Lavyonim, it's a bona fide Purim, and you can collect. Avon, top of the Amid. Simcha in the Heges al Bismana. However, the Simchas Yontif. What is the Simchas Yontif? Says Rashi, Shemachal Mishta. As we know, there's a mitzvah of the Mishta on Purim. That Mishta is not, you can always have a Mishta on Monday and Thursday as well, sure. However, if in fact Purim is any other day of the week, if it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, whatever it is, even though the were Maktab L'Yoyim HaKnisa in terms of the laning and in terms of the Matonis Lev Yoinim, but in terms of Mishnah V'Simcha, we do Bay Yoyim for everybody on Purim Day itself. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael and Zagi. Great to have our new guest with